Thank you for calling Love and Relations. Here, you'll get couples and singles advice with everything in between. Brace yourself, Love and Relations does not hold back. Stay tuned after the beep. Your host, JB and T, keep it real, raw, and raunchy.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Love and Relations. I'm your host T, and I have my co-host
JB.
He's here, I'm here. So before we start the episode, let's just, I guess, catch you up on what's going on. We were in Jamaica this past weekend. How was it, JB?
Shit was smooth, man. In touch with the roots, you heard?
He's Jamaican. I'm not Jamaican, but Jamaica's always a good time. Literally, like, the food is good, the music's good, it's always fun at the beach, you know. And they got, oh, I just, you know, I love me some Jamaican music. I'm really a hood bitch, so I love me some dancehall. I'm like a fucking dancehall queen, you feel me? But we had a really good time. We had a really good time. We was only there for the weekend though, but it was really fun. What was your favorite part about Jamaica?
Sleep, boy. Sleeping on the beach, boy.
I think that I just like the weather. Like, it's, we've had like an extended winter, like, and it's just like, I don't understand why it's so cold. And then it's like, it's cold in the morning, and then it's like not cold, and then it's just ugh. But the weather was beautiful. 80 degrees. It was a little, you know, windy, so you had the breeze, you know, you by the beach, the sun is shining on you. It was a really, really good time. Like, we had a good time.
I just want to take this opportunity to let y'all know that our new tagline is about to be J and T go together like bun and cheese.
No, that's a dub. Don't, no, but no. Bun and cheese.
I've been working on that shit all week, boy. That shit.
I'm very surprised, and I'm not with it, okay? So don't let him talk you into that. Do not come under any Love and Relations platform to say JB&T like bun and cheese, okay? Now let's get into this, because he gonna ramble and I don't even want to hear this BS, because that bun and cheese, it just, no.
Word. All right, let's go.
So this episode, we're going to talk about parents and their influences on their kids' relationships. You know, a lot of parents have inputs, and let's just see how this goes.
All right, so I'm gonna start off this week with the scenario, right? All right, so T, your homegirl comes to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's dating a dude. She's very interested in him. They've been, like, talking for a minute. Like, let's say 9 months, 9-10 months. But she sees it going places, right?
Damn, that's a long time.
It's a long time, right? But she has very strict and sometimes judgmental Caribbean parents, right? And she has a good job. She's been through school, been through the whole process. But the only problem with the dude is that he's a rapper.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay, all right. So
what would you tell? How would you? I mean, being that far along, she's trying to figure out how to maneuver, because now it's getting to the point where she's met his parents and he's pressing her about doing the same. So what is your advice in that situation?
Ooh, all right, boom. Real blinker stuff. All right, boom. Honestly, I think that I'm not going to knock anybody's art. So if he's in, the thing is, there's tiers of rappers. If he's a rapper that's really on the grind, he's busting his butt, you know, he's doing shows, he got SoundCloud views, he really, like, really is doing it, and it's really something that might pop, then I feel like that he should, you know, she should consider, you know, taking it serious and introducing him to the parents. Honestly, the thing with parents is you really got to still live your own life. So she could say, you know what, he's an artist, he's in music, and, you know, he's prospering in his career. The thing is, it's different coming to your parents saying he a rapper but he on his couch. Like, that's not a good outlook.
No. Before we go no further, let me give my advice.
Wait, but I didn't even finish my advice.
Wait, I need to get this shit on my chest.
Okay,
boy.
Go.
Yo, this is what I would tell her. Right?
What?
Pull up with that nigga at Sunday dinner, right?
Yeah.
Bring out the boombox, let him just bust a freestyle, boy.
That is crazy.
If he can't come through with the bars when it matters most, He needs to rethink his career. So.
Listen, like I said, there's tiers of rappers, and I feel like if someone is really serious about their art and they're really busting their ass, that's not something to be embarrassed about. Now, you got those rappers that are sitting on the couch not doing nothing, and some people be embarrassed to bring them around their family. You and then you know what's my biggest pet peeve about family? They don't be doing shit. Like, your fucking father be a cab driver. I'm not even knocking people, but your father be driving Uber. Your mother be a maid, and then she mad because
Listen.
I don't get it.
All right, but you got to understand that that's exactly why they're going to be upset and more judgmental, because if they busting their ass to make sure you have shit that they ain't have, and you come in here talking about you coming in here with little fucking... Lil Xanax or whatever the fuck that name is.
No, oh my gosh.
It's going to be a problem. They're going to be looking at you like, yo, I did all this for you to come up here and do this.
You know what I would have told my mother or my father if they would have said that? What if I was a crackhead? There you go. What if I just turned out to be a crackhead?
That's not a good rebuttal.
I don't care. That's my rebuttal for everything. Every time I used to get in trouble, you know, to be honest, like even when I met JB and we started getting serious, my father was very wary about it. Like, oh, this is so...
He didn't know she was fucking with a real nigga.
I guess. But he was very wary. And I remember he had to talk with me like, oh, you can't be getting serious with people. You're about to go back to school. You're about to do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, you just... doing it. And it's just, it was mad BS, because at the end of the day, what parents need to realize is that your opinion is gonna affect your child, but you rather your child be open with you than hiding it from you. So imagine she dating a rapper, then they run off and get married, and she pregnant about a rapper, now she don't want her family in her
life. Well, if that's the case, then just like how you just said that they should be everybody should be open, and the parents should be able to openly express their disgust. You understand what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
but my thing is, oh, he's a rapper, like, can you give me an example of what the disgust would be? Because if he's, in the example that I'm giving, he's a hardworking person.
Let me take you down. Just close your eyes and envision this, right? Envision this. You grew up in Jamaica, right? Like the story my stepfather always tell me. Right?
Okay.
Nigga had to walk 50 miles to fucking school.
Okay.
50 miles back to the yard, right? Wake up at 4:30 in the morning to go milk the goats or whatever and all this other shit, right?
Yeah.
You bust your ass, you make it to America, right? You working hard. Nobody never gave you shit, right? You have kids now, and now you're handing them everything that you never had. Like having this expectation and this vision for their future, right? And just as your oldest daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
The apple of your eye.
Okay.
Right when you think she's done with school, about to go get her some money, or she's in the process of just young and just got out of school, enjoy her money and do certain things and live her life, the life that you never had. She come up in there, some nigga, don't got no job, talking about his name is Lickle Xanax or something like that.
Okay, so you're not a parent, but let's say if you was in that situation, you just the same example you just gave, your daughter, the apple of your eye, your oldest daughter, she came and she you know, she got a little Xanax, or she got, you know, somebody that, like, what would your reaction be to the situation?
No, sir.
No? But you know,
like,
it's so funny,
my grandmother say.
But we had a conversation and you were saying that, you know, like, because for instance, what if your child wanted to be a rapper? You said that if they put their all into it, then you would support them. So why can't their spouse be a rapper?
Listen, I think being receptive to certain things, it takes time and adjustment. So, I mean, of course, the initial reaction is going to be, nah, get that the fuck out of here. Especially if he busts the freestyle.
You just said that he needs to bust a freestyle. Maybe he's nervous. Maybe he caught on the spot.
What about
if you invite the parents to one of his shows?
What are you talking about? If her parents are Jamaican, my grandmother be like, yo, nigga this, nigga that, all this, nigga, nigga, nigga.
You're mad dumb. I can't even take you seriously.
Could you imagine your grandmother hearing that shit? Yo. Like, what is this? Like, nah, nigga, she gonna be tight, bro.
That's supposed to be my grandmother?
I can't do the accent.
What accent?
I can only say the one thing that she be saying.
What?
And that's it. Oh, TT, I have to call you back. This is long distance calls.
Yeah. I'm not even good. You know what? Wait till I see my grandmother. I'm gonna make her fucking listen to this shit. And then you know what's funny? She always asks it for you too.
Yo, I love her, but that shit is funny, bro. Because she always said a
little. Every time I call her. You know, by the way, my family's Haitian, guys, so you know somebody always call up from Haiti. But let's get back on track. I think that, you know what, I understand the initial reaction, like, yo, you know what, I don't want you to do this. But I've learned that when you have kids, you have to be open with them, because at the end of the day, they're going to do stuff behind your back. So it's like you being really forceful, like, no, I don't want you talking to him. First and foremost, she grown. I'm guessing when she's bringing somebody to the house, she's done with college, she has her career, she's grown. Now, what about, let's flip it. What if you have a, because we talking about daughters. You know, daughters is held on a high pedestal. I'm held on a high pedestal. Thanks, mom. Thanks, dad. Love y'all. But what about if it's a son? Now you bring up a makeup artist.
Nah, that's a legitimate. That's a legitimate.
A singer.
Same situation, shorty. Come up in the living room. You gotta bust them notes, and if them shits ain't hitting.
Okay, but you have to think about it like this. Any artist that's taking a risk, a makeup artist, honestly, she doing.
No. Listen, the ratio and the probability of a makeup artist popping before a singer or rap is, because you can build. A makeup artist could build a clientele locally and expand upon that shit and have mad money running through that business. A rapper and a singer, like, yes, it's more lucrative on the back end, but in the beginning, that shit is not. It's not bringing no.
All right, what if she said, yeah, you know, my girlfriend's a songwriter, and you know, I love her, and I want to marry her. Oh, she's pregnant. What if she come? Oh, yeah, my songwriting singing girlfriend is pregnant.
Oh man!
Now your son comes to tell you that.
Oh man.
why you do that, daddy?
Nah, I see all them goat milking days and all that shit flashing before my
eyes. First of all, you were not a goat milker.
I'm just talking about hypothetically if I was in the scenario. Nah, but seriously, listen, like I said, the reaction is gonna be bad initially, because listen, like I said before, people's personalities and the way that they view things are shaped by their perspectives.
Right.
So you having to go through all that stuff and make all these mistakes in your life and all this other shit, you expect that your kids will prosper way beyond that once you hand them certain opportunities. But at the end of the day, like, I understand both sides of it, because no matter how many mistakes, like, your parents or somebody older than you, like your older brother or whatever, like, would make and come back to you and preach to you about this shit, at the end of the day, it's your life, and some niggas don't learn until they put their hand on the fire. Then they.
You got that from me. I always say that.
I'm just saying, sometimes some people have to make their own mistakes for things to go a certain way. But not to say that the rapper or the singer might not be a good person, but initially it's like, it's kind of like, it's not guaranteed.
Okay, so what about they're actually dating a bad person? Like, what if they're dating a bum, a bad person? Like, and that's why it's like, okay, she brought the rapper home, but she didn't bring a drug. Like, what if she would have brought the drug dealer home? Then what?
Yo, drug dealers be doing good things for the community. Oh. Stop fucking playing with me. Wow. I know a lot of niggas that, listen, man.
You know a lot of niggas that sell drugs?
Listen, man. That provide for their families.
And you would accept a drug dealer. I'm not. Before
I'm
you accept
just
a rapper
playing devil's advocate.
You're the one that said that you would not accept a rapper because it's not lucrative and it's not guaranteed.
Listen,
but the drug
dealer. I don't know what kind of
daughter?
Drug dealer is he. Is he the connect? Is he the one on the corner? I don't know.
Like, so if he a corner boy, it's a fucking no. But if he a connect, it's good.
If he
a ghost ass nigga, it's okay.
It's pros and cons, man. Because at least the drug dealer, I see the money now, man. I don't. Seriously, I don't know.
Listen. If it was me, I'm thinking, you know, future-wise, me and JB, we don't have any kids, but I'm thinking I have a beautiful son, I have a beautiful daughter, one of them brings home somebody that I don't like. Now, me, I just don't like them. Why? There's no reason. I'm just not feeling her. Her vibes is messed up. At the end of the day, I've learned from how my parents have taught me, you literally have to let your kids do what they do. Like Jamari said, you cannot tell. He actually got that line from me. You cannot tell somebody about the fire. They have to put their hand in it themselves. When I was dating my ex-boyfriend 20 years ago, my father was like, what? Why you crying over this clown? Or why you doing na 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 na? And it's like, I love him. No. And we look back and, you know, in retrospect, it's like, wow, my dad was right. Wow, my mom is right. But what could they have told me at whatever, you know, when I was 18, 19 years old, like, yo, yeah, he's bad for you. No, nobody can tell me anything.
Right. Youth is wasted on the young. So at the end of the day, like, you learn wisdom is something that you acquire most of the time through experience.
Right. And then mind you, you know, sometimes you meet someone and they might not be somebody you like, and they might grow to be somebody you like. Like, for instance, you know, what if I met one of your family members and they didn't like me? That was going to change your outlook on how you dealt with me? No. You like me.
I think overall, like, that shit is just like a different kind of...
Oh, hold on. Stop.
What's going on out there, boy? Yo. Right, anyway. Yeah, I think that's a different... It's a different kind of... All right. In my head, I have a theory about, like, relationships. Like, serious-ass relationships.
Are you in a serious relationship right now? I'm joking. Okay, cool. Continue.
About serious relationships and families, right? Like, you can't choose your parents or your brothers or your sisters or your mother. Not to say that you don't or you're not supposed to love them because you didn't choose them, but like when you're dealing with somebody and you're choosing to deal with their shit and certain shit, like it's a different kind of love. So it's like, I don't know, it kind of equates because at the end of the day, your mother could be a bad person or your father or your brother could be a bad person and you still love them. But majority of the time, if you're dealing with somebody in a relationship and they're a bad person, you get rid of them eventually. So it's just a matter of sometimes you just have to let people like do what they're doing and experience things for themselves and just like come to their own conclusions. Mm-hmm.
So what about like, you know, like how like when I was growing up, my mom used to have this whole thing about like, oh, you know, like Americans, they're like this because, you know, we're both Caribbean.
Oh, listen.
Americans are like this and they have this mentality. And, you know, she basically tried to explain to me that, you know, like sometimes like dating an American and being a Caribbean background or, you know, like shout out to my African background or, you know, Hispanic background, that's still African-American, that y'all still black, but like that, it's just different. We can't relate. Like, it's just, there's some things that's not relatable on that aspect. And she always used to tell me, like she never veered me away from dating an American, but it was more like, you know, be prepared to deal with things that, you know, you might not deal with a Caribbean person or African or somebody that has...
Like what?
Like, she used to say, like, you know, they just... I'm trying to think of something specific. Like, she used to always say that their mentality is different. Like, a lot of them are not family-orientated. You know, like...
Yeah, like American people?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't really have any American friends, like, straight American, but... I don't recall anybody being really like just little things like because she knows that like I'm really close to my like I said I'm Haitian so I'm really close to my family. I really respect my like it's just things that she used to say like the food is different, the culture they don't like you know they don't really have a substantial culture so it's very different to just try to assimilate to that lifestyle.
I don't know about that. I think that's a very large generalization because at the end of the day, there's a lot of preconceptions that come when you tell people you're from a certain place and they're not always true. Like
that's true, but man. I'm saying it's like so I know that a lot of parents have that notion like, oh, the African parents want you to date Africans or the Haitian parents want you to date Haitians or the Caribbean parents want you to date Caribbeans. Like how do you feel about that?
I think that yeah, you should respect them and their perspectives, but at the end of the day, like you really, like you said, gotta do what you have to do what you want only because like your mother or your father ain't gonna be the one that's waking up to that nigga and his stink ass breath every morning. It's you.
Right.
So you gotta like just figure out what you want. Like at the end of the day, like this is your life.
Right. And I suppose that, you know, some people are with they mother and father together, and I suppose somebody ain't with them together. Some one of their parents ain't want them together. So like it's so crazy that, you know, we all go through the same thing, but then it's like the table's always turned in a way that it's like with the, like, you know what I mean?
Like what?
Like example. For instance, your mother and your stepfather's together. You don't know if your grandmother was like, I don't think he's the right person for you. I don't think he's a good guy. I don't think you should settle down with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could have been the same way on the other side when she was younger, you know? Or like when she met your father, like, oh, maybe you're too young to be settling down, or maybe you're too young to be doing this with this guy. Or she could have been having the same, you know, her mother could have been giving her the same feedback that she might be giving her daughter. And it's like, it's a cycle. Like, you know, they say, oh, I've been through this before, so let me learn. Like, that's the point.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Listen, like, I'm playing devil's advocate once again. Like I said, that's based on their perspectives. So sometimes more time, like, even when I talk to, like, my father or something like that, like, not necessarily that they force views on you, but at the end of the day, like, for example, I have a younger brother that's like 7 years younger than me. So he's entering a stage in his life where I didn't passed and done and did. And all the time I tell people it's a bunch of shit that I wish I would have done career-wise earlier on. So you try to pass that knowledge on down to them, because at the end of the day, wisdom is something that you acquire as you get older, but it takes time. So if you love somebody, you want them to save the time, and you're trying to pass down the shit that you then wasted all this time on learning to them so they can get further and prosper more efficiently than you did. But sometimes it's not like that, because you may tell somebody to do something, because it's the same way now that I think about it. Because my mother used to tell me to do a whole lot of shit that I wish I would have did when I turned like 25. Like, I was, she gave me the whole blueprint, bro, and I just was really? Not... I was just...
No, but I'm saying, like, you see how she's with your stepfather now? She's with him. She's been with him for a long time. What if there was some... Her mother was like, oh, I don't think you should be with him. And then she ended up being in a good relationship with him.
And you just start having kids, and then you just got to deal with it.
But I'm saying, now that you have a girlfriend, it's like, oh, I don't like your girlfriend. Like, well, niggas ain't like your husband, and you still with him.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, people have to accept your decision. So it's not a matter of you, like, forcing anybody down their throat or something like that. But if you're really happy... I'm not talking about, like, you dating some nigga for 3 weeks and you bring him to your mother crib and you fighting because, no, if you're really serious, like, and you have, like, some kind of inkling, because nothing is guaranteed, but if you have a inkling or, like, a strong feeling, like, you and this person are going to, like, not necessarily be together forever, but have some kind of long-term relationship that you want them around your family, then they have to bite the bullet and just eat it, man. People are lessons, too. So sometimes, like, even parents, like, they have to understand that person might just be the lesson for the time. And I really don't understand that shit, because by the time my mother and my father was my age now, I was already 8. So I don't understand how all the shit I know now or the perspectives I have, they didn't have. Because they grew through the same age. So
Well, honestly, their life was different. You said by the time... Wait, so by the time they were your age now, they had an 8-year-old?
Yeah.
Their life was 100% different than yours right now. They didn't have time to do a lot of things that you did. They didn't have a lot of free mind space. They had kids already. They had stuff that they needed to do. Like, your mom already had to push a career because she had 3 kids by this time, right? Because if you was 8, your brother was 2.
Yeah, I guess.
So that means, like, that's why I can understand what you're saying, because it's like, I can understand more of, like, okay, you know, your daughter's young. Like, for instance, your mom had you not really at in a teenage age, but she was a younger a lady. So it's like, of course, if you see her 20-year-old daughter and she going down the same path, it's like, look, I don't think this is... To me, that's, you know, like, the person is hard. Unless you seeing them really, really, like, you know, domestic violence. Yeah, I get it. Like, you see him being rude.
But even that, like, no, even offense to nobody going through that. But, like, you can tell people all they want, but... Like, some people just gonna get their ass whooped till they ready to stop getting their ass whooped.
Like, and that's hard. But, like, cause like you said, people always take what you say with a grain of salt. Now that might not be true. There is some people out there that take what their parents say with heed. So if a parent don't like somebody, they not messing with them. How do you feel about that? Like, damn, I really like this guy, but my parents don't like him, so now I gotta let him go.
I don't think that that's a wise decision. I think that that's something that your parents need to figure out within themselves, and if they don't, then they'll either have to figure it out as time goes on, or, like, the relationship is not going to be the same, because at the end of the day, everybody is looking for some type of companionship. So if the person that you're dealing with, or that person in question in this case and scenario, is somebody that you have strong feelings for and you really feel like y'all could be together long term, then you're gonna let that go, because, like, I understand that your mother is an important figure in your life, but again, it's your life. Like, when your ass is lonely, your mother not gonna come cuddle up in the bed with you, and she not gonna be fucking you and doing all this other shit. Like, so it's like you have to weigh the two out. Like, it's really like a line when it comes to that kind of shit. Like, so, you in the middle, and your parents and your family gotta know when to chill the fuck out, and whoever you're dealing with got it. Like, it has to be some kind of mutual respect.
So what if, like, you know, sometimes they have different reasons why they might not want you to be with somebody. What if it was like a substantial reason? Like, I think he has major anger issues, and, like, let's say, I think he has major anger issues, and I don't think that this is going to be a healthy relationship down the line, and I think that you should end it.
If you, if he put hands on you, that's a completely
I didn't say that. Situation. I said that she saw Trey, because my thing is, when you meet somebody, you don't know what they're doing. So you don't, do you understand what I'm saying? You don't know what's going on in a relationship. You seen that he had anger issues. So you like, you know what? I'm not really feeling this guy. I don't think that you should be with him. You telling your daughter, like, look, this is not the right one. His anger's going to escalate, and I don't like it. To me, that's different from, oh, he a rapper, and I don't think he's going to be able to financially. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, something, there might be substantial reasons why your parents don't want to be with somebody. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so you're going to have one or two responses or reactions to that. It's either you know for a fact that, like, yo, that person has serious anger issues, but they're not going to put no hands on you. Then they won't put hands, because that could be a situation, because I would slap somebody in the street at the drop of a dime, but that's at the end of the day, true. I wouldn't.
You're older, so.
Yeah, I'm saying, in I wouldn't go looking for somebody to put hands on, but if that was a case and scenario, I would not put, if it was a case and scenario where it had to happen, I would take care of it. What I'm saying is that, like, you know that even though I might snap in the street like that, in a crib, when we dealing with each other, it's a different situation. So if it's a scenario like that, then okay. But if it's something where you have to double guess and think, like, yo.
But your parents don't know. Your parents don't know. No, but I'm saying,
if your parents come to you, you're going to have one or two reactions.
Oh, you mean me? I thought you meant.
The person's going to, whatever, whoever in this area is going to have.
The receptee is going to have one or two reactions.
It's going to have one or two reactions. Either that you know, like, for example, the example I just gave with us, or you're going to second guess the situation, like, damn, that nigga really did almost knock my koofy off for like 3 weeks ago. If it's a situation like that, then, and you kind of stuck in the middle, like, yo, listen, I tell people this shit all the time. Whenever somebody, when it's a situation like that, relationships and family, you have to take yourself out of the situation. So if it's a problem, you have to look, you have to act like somebody's coming to you for advice with your same issue. And then think about what you would tell them. And that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, because that relationships and family, it gets very, very tricky because, you know, like, the funny thing is that, you know, I've always heard the stories about the petty moms who, you know, the mama's boys and they don't like the girlfriend because the girlfriend don't cook or the girlfriend don't clean or the girlfriend don't do things like the mom do. And then, you know, the dad's just like, no man is good enough for my daughter and I don't like him. And it's like, so you just want your child to be unhappy for the rest of their life, lonely, unhappy? Why, you good up with your spouse?
Nah, I think the kind of love that a parent has for his child is kind of different. So it's like you want the absolute best.
What is the absolute best? There's nobody in the world that is perfect. So John comes along, he not the best because he don't have a job. But then Zach comes along, he not the best because he got anger. And then Sean comes along, he not the best because he got kids. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I'm saying the initial reaction. It's always initial reactions, like when you hear something or going through something, and then you think about, like, the reaction afterwards. Like, sometimes you analyze and break down your like, we know that nobody is perfect, but at the first reaction might be like, yo, like, nah, he got kids or da da da. You understand what I'm saying? It depends. Like, a parent is always gonna react in a way that they feel is in the best interest for their child, even though sometimes they don't break down the reaction.
Or it might be irrational at the time.
Exactly. And think about how they could have maneuvered around it more, like, reasonably. So
has that ever happened to you?
No, not really. I mean, my mother did tell me. my mother warned me about two girls and she was right.
Wow. So it wasn't like every girl you brought home, it was like, I don't like her. It was more like two specific ones.
Yeah, she had reason. She was right. And like I said, that comes with the age and the wisdom and them being able to recognize certain things. Maybe she had a homegirl that was just like that bitch.
And right. She probably seen it from.
That bitch looked, she act just like Keisha. You need to leave her the fuck alone.
You have a lot of brothers and sisters. Has that ever happened with anybody like that, you know? Like your brothers and sisters, like they brought somebody home and it was like, no. Like, I don't think this. Or is it like your parents were like more supportive? Because me, I have brothers and sisters, but I'm the oldest, so I'm much the example for everybody else, where he's the oldest, but he has a lot of brothers and sisters closer to his age, so he can have more of, he has more like examples around him, where I have like little brothers and sisters.
I don't think so. I think in all them situations, like, I was the one receiving the advice and I wasn't listening. So like, it was one time with one of my brothers, like, I was dealing with somebody and I don't know what my mind state was. Like, I was just bugging the fuck out. Like, looking at it
in hindsight,
yeah, But it, at the time, I thought that he was wilding, but the nigga was definitely right. So
wait, your brother told you something? Or
yeah, he warned me about. So if I had taken my own advice that I just gave about taking yourself.
So basically, if he would have came to you and said the same, basically, if the roles was flipped, you would have told the same advice that he gave.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I've never like really. Cause I learned a long time ago. I have a lot of like younger sisters. So listen, man, if she trying to like fuck with that nigga, she gonna fuck with that. No matter how many times you beat his ass, she just gonna fuck with that nigga. So you just have to just let them like go through their things. And yeah, just, like,
I just think that, you know, I just feel like, you know, some people, they take what their family say with heed. And it's like, I get it, because, you know, you love your family. You love your mom. Your mom's your best friend. Your dad's your best friend. But to be honest, most of the time they got somebody. They got somebody and they happy. And you got to really think about yourself. And it's like, you know, like I have a very good relationship with my family where people know to like mind their business and to really like just... let me do my thing, because like I said, I'm the first grandchild in my family, and I'm the first child, so I'm basically the example, and they look at me like, well, this bitch gonna do whatever she wants, because they know, that's how my mother raised me. My mother never, ever, ever, anybody that I ever, they said, oh, my boyfriend, they was like, whoop, okay, whatever. Even when, I remember I had a boyfriend in junior high school, my mother, a couple of years ago, my mom was like, what happened to that fat boy you used to date in junior high school?
Man, fuck that nigga. No, I'm joking.
It was a long time ago. She asked, but she, like, you know, like, you have to let people make their mistakes, because especially when you're a parent, they gonna do it behind your back. Especially when you're a sister or a brother, and you make somebody feel uncomfortable about the decisions that they're making, they're gonna do it anyway. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So sometimes, unless it's a situation where I think there's only two scenarios where like you really, and one of them is less serious than the other. I feel like if the person is being used, like, for money or some shit like that, or a place to stay, that's something that...
Oh, my gosh. My mom always say that. My mom be like this. Don't ever get into a relationship with somebody in the winter. Guys be homeless.
Listen, that's something that you have to let them learn. But if it's like...
No, I cannot let somebody...
No,
somebody
you have to...
Your sister has an apartment, a guy just moving his ass on in, you never say nothing?
That's her business. Well, I have my own life to live, wow, man. You can't put your energy... You can give her advice and say, yo, listen, I don't think that this is A, B, and C.
Okay, so what's...
Of course, this is mature me talking as I've been through certain things, but you get into advice and then you keep it pushing. Like, if they come to you, like, crying about something, like, you give them the open ear to a certain extent.
So what's the scenario that you have to input yourself? Because obviously, that was one I thought that was...
No, the only... Itself. If he beating her ass. Like, I'm not talking about, like, oh, like, because you know some people, like, you know that domestic violence stuff is never good. But at the end of the day, like, you know there's some people that they like putting hands on each other.
Listen,
and it's a two-way street.
We don't support domestic violence.
I'm just saying that in a case like that where... Like, she's smacking a nigga, he draping her up. All right. I mean, sometimes shit gets heated, and they go through situations like
basically
that.
Basically, he said he minded his damn business.
Yeah, you leave that alone, because that's not... But if I'm talking about real, like, serious ass, the worst case of domestic violence where the nigga is beating her ass. I don't care how many times. There's no way in fuck my sister coming to me, any one of my sisters, with a knot on their eye, and they talking about how they slipped in the tub. I will fuck that nigga up. So it's either he gonna leave or she gonna leave, because he gonna get tired of me beating his ass. So I'm gonna be over there every fucking time. I'm serious.
Every day.
And beat his ass. Every time he beat her ass, I'm gonna beat his ass even worse. So that's like the only case and situation where I would serve, because that's a dangerous ass situation.
Yeah. Anything could go left. There's a lot of women dying because of stuff like that. Like, that's a whole nother conversation. So, you know what? I mean, family, we want you to mind your business, but if you see something, say something. Like they say on the MCA, see something, say something. Don't let your sister, brother, cousin, niece, nephew, daughter be getting her ass whooped, bitch coming to you crying, and you not addressing the issue. Like, because I'm all for minding my business, but that's really important. You know, that's actually like something that... So I agree with JB on that one. I'm not... The domestic thing is not flying with me. Like, because, you know, people be in toxic relationships, and you literally got to just, you know, give your advice when solicited, and just, you know, keep it pushing. But some things you have to insert yourself in. And I truly believe that's one, you know, scenario where it's like, I'm not going to step. I'm not going to step down. I'm going to really insert myself. But, you know, so, like, on the others, again, we're not parents, and... we don't have any experience in this, but I aspire to be a parent that is very open with my kids, but still has, you know, authoritative figure, and I want them to be open with me. So I want them to have their own lessons. My parents let me have my own lessons. My parents let me live my life, and I came out great, amazing. Listen, I'm the most. Hello, I'm chucking. I'm the most amazing person in the world. So hello.
Listen, it's
why are you laughing?
Because it's this show. That I
did. So you're laughing about a show that you watch by yourself? No,
it applies to this, though. Oh. I think the name of the shit is Here and Now or some shit. And it's about a white family, right? Because, you know, anyway.
Let's not.
Yeah. It's about a white family, and, like, they have, like, three adopted kids and one biological daughter, right?
Yeah.
But the moms, like, they have this relationship with them where they just be telling them anything, and I can't imagine, because my mother would have beat my ass. Like, I think Shorty's, like, 16. And she fucked some dude and go to STD.
Whoa.
And then her mother came in her room and she crying. She's like, what's wrong? And then the girl said, I have chlamydia. And the mom's like, oh, honey. Nah, my mother be like, fuck you, man. You what? Yeah, she would have tore my ass up. Like,
okay, but the parent that you want to be, do you want your child to be like, I have chlamydia? Or do you want her trying to go sneaky, sneaky and doing crazy things?
I mean, listen, my mother would have beat my ass because... She showed me mad pictures as she's going. So me catching one of them shits with no, like, fucking no bitch with no rubbish, I'm getting my ass whooped. And then, so that, I mean, that's a whole different, it was just funny. Because I was thinking about it when you were talking. I'm like, you want them to be open and shit like that. But it's like, where's the line?
I got chlamydia.
She said it to her like it was her friend. Like, yeah, I got chlamydia.
Okay, I don't want to be no funny bitch with my kids, okay? But you want to have some type of openness where they could be able to tell you. And it's like, yeah. I feel like sometimes you gotta bite the bullet. Oh, you don't like the boyfriend? You know, he got no regrets. Oh, it's up to tattoo. He got no regrets. Oh, she said, so you have not one regret, but.
Yo, if you don't use that,
that's welcome to the Villas.
No
regrets. And you got none, no regrets. Nah, but listen. If he got no regrets, and you think, this nigga's not my for my little, you know, my little TT, you know, let her live her life.
Listen. Moral of the story.
That's not funny.
Moral of the story is on the receiving side of it. Like, if you ever in that situation, like I said, you should try to think about the advice that you're giving, or just think about the situation, and just look at it from like a
stranger,
a third eye view perspective. Like, if somebody were to come to you with that same situation, what kind of advice that they would give you? And at the same time, just, you know, like, your parents and everybody has their reasons and their perspectives, family, on any opinion that they may give. So you just have to take everything and just be an adult and weigh that against your wants and your needs and just try to make the best decision possible based upon all that respect. You can respectively disagree. I'm not saying you should tell your motherfucker because she don't want you dating a no regrets nigga, but at the same time,
no regrets.
You still, if you really don't have no regrets, then maybe you are trying to fuck
you. You're a joke.
So you,
like.
Just, I'm saying, you just have to make an educated decision. And worst case scenario, like, the person will turn out to be either somebody that you're dealing with long term or just a lesson. And we all need lessons, man.
All right, so we're gonna wrap this up. I'm gonna say my closing thoughts. So, you know, I'm in school and I have, you know, friends that I travel with to go to school every day. And, you know, I was really thinking about, we were really talking about, like, you know, telling people your dreams and telling people what you want to do. And I seen something on Twitter that was like, when you tell people your dreams and they're too big and they're small and their dreams are small, it makes it seem like you're bragging. And it's like, I really truly believe that, because my friend was telling me how, like, she wants to do this. She wants to be in the field that we're in. We're in the medical field. We're going to be nurses. So she wants to be a nurse, and she wants to do this, and she wants to do this, and wants to do this. And then she's like, you know, sometimes I tell people this, and they think it's unrealistic. And I'm like, bitch, it ain't unrealistic. Go for your dreams, girl. And it's like, you know, sometimes you are in company that cannot handle the type of things that you want to do. They might think that what you want to do is too big. It's too, like, you ever told somebody what you want to do? Like, I want to be an actress, but I want to be a kindergarten teacher. But then when I want to be a Black Lives Matter protester, and they like, bitch, or and a rapper, and a singer, and a dancer, and they like, bitch, calm down. Like, what? Like, what? Like, and I'm not saying, like, you know, I would never put somebody's dreams down. Like, honestly, I feel like you really can do anything you want to do with hard work. And I've learned that hard work really, really matters. And it's like, you know what? When your friends are coming to you telling you, like, yo, I'm taking acting classes. She a makeup artist, but you should take an acting class because she want to be an actor. Don't laugh at the bitch. Like, encourage her. Like, because when I know people that want to do 70 things, and I will never tell nobody not to do that. Like, that's just, you cannot be limited in what you accept from people. And you can't, you, and everybody needs support and shoulder. Like, I really don't care if my best friend come and tell me she want to do 20 things. Bitch, if you gonna live to be 100, you could accomplish all them 20 things. And I just feel like that's the real. Like, there's people out here living small lives, and they just, you know, they can't handle the big dreams of other people.
Facts.
And it's like they literally, like, it's, and I've been in that situation where you're talking to people and you're saying like, oh, I want to be a nurse, but then I want to do this, but then I want to do this, I'm going to use this, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to do this. And they're like, bitch, relax. You tell somebody your dreams and they tell you, bitch, relax. How? That is just, yo, it's sad.
Your response should be, bitch, eat a dick.
I don't have a dick. I don't
say
things
like,
eat
my dick. I said, eat a dick. Oh. Find a penis and consume it, nigga.
I just, you know, it's just sad how you can have somebody around you for a whole, forever, and they still won't support you. And it's like you said, people really think you're bragging because you're talking about your small little life and your small little dreams that you want to better yourself. How is that bragging? Oh, I want to start a clothing line, and I want to, you know, I want to use this, and I want to write books because I have such a creative mind. You know, maybe I want to dabble in acting. And like, nah, bitch, you wildin'. Nah, you wildin'. That's not gonna happen. So, my thought of the day is, yo, go for your dreams. And if your friends don't support you, I ain't saying, you know, listen, everybody has them not supporting your dreams is a reflection. Is more of a reflection of them than a reflection of you. Because if you come to somebody with big dreams and they feel like they can't, that you can't do it, that means that they can't do it. They feel like that it's not attainable for them, so it's not attainable for you. So sometimes you just gotta look back and say, you know, I'm not even gonna blame her because she can't do the shit. So she think I could do the shit. I'm gonna do it because I love myself and I'm gonna just get shit done. So follow your dreams. Fuck your friends that don't follow your dreams. If she wanna be a what's everybody doing now? If you wanna be a you wanna do, I don't know, you wanna be a personal trainer, let the bitch be a personal trainer since she 100 years old. Like, she wanna have one stream of income and not be as lucrative as anybody else. This is the time of the side hustle. So if you wanna have 10 jobs, bitch, get 10 jobs and get 10 fucking streams of income, okay? And sometimes it's not even about the income. It's really about you wanting to do what you want to do. Like, let people live their little small lives with their little small minds. But you that's listening to this, follow your big dreams, guys and girls. Follow your big dreams. Follow them big lights. Follow them big scripts that you're doing. All of that. Okay? Just get it done.
Word. If I had some ear horns, I'd squeeze on the right.
Big up to the big teams.
I think we could wrap this up.
We wrapping up. But guys, please like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We're gonna add our email to all of our, you know, we're on SoundCloud and we're on Apple Podcasts. We're gonna add our email. If you wanna write us, you know, we are in a relationship for a long time. So if you need any relationship advice, if you need anything, you just wanna tell us how we doing, tell us how cute we sound. Tell us how cute I am, because y'all been to my Instagram.
Sound cute, yo. No,
look,
man.
Y'all been to my Instagram. Y'all see how cute I was.
All right. Yeah, we
listen. You know, email us.
We definitely leaving now. It's time to go.
Listen, but on a brighter note, email us, like, subscribe, leave a comment. Tell us how we're doing. If you have anything to say, you know, just hit us up on any of our platforms. Our Instagram page is love.relations. Relations is RealAtions. So everything will be in the description.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Before we dip, yo, free cartel.
Feed the word, boss.
Yeah. We out.